Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
It is the Queen of the Street, Francine, and you are listening to Eyes Up here on the iHeartRadio Network or wherever you get your podcast. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Chad. Chad, how are you doing today, buddy?
Beautiful. Just like the Eyes Up here the audience, just like the Eyes Up here listeners, just as beautiful as all of them.
Look at you. You're a charmer today. What is going
pissing
on?
Up, pissing up and hoping that everybody subscribes.
Are you drunk? What's happening?
No.
Did we drink today? No.
Not yet. Too early.
Should we do one of these things a little tipsy someday and see how the dynamic changes?
That would be lovely.
That would be fun.
Just like all the listeners and everybody listening to us today.
Let me tell you something, guys. I spend a weekend with him.
I forgot about that already.
We did. We're starting off hot here with a story. Had a little drive down to the Virginia Beach area. And while I was hot at him for the whole drive and cursing his name, because it was very long, it was longer than what the Chadster told me it was going to be. And you can't deny it. It was longer. And
time then, of day, traffic,
listen,
elements.
He had the nerve to tell me, you took the wrong route. And I was just like, you didn't tell me what route to take. Then he tells me I used the wrong app to get there. I hate this app. You should have told me what to do to simplify my life, because it literally took me like almost 6 hours.
You didn't ask for my advice on it.
You should have gave it to me.
I'm the one to offer it, because sometimes people have like their own little like way about doing it. So if somebody said to me like, hey, make sure you do this, this, and this to get there, I'd be like, what am I, stupid? I don't know how to drive.
I've never ventured to your home before. Okay. So if you were coming here, I'd say, listen, bud, maybe you want to take this route because it's the easier. No, he didn't say two words. See you when I see you. What's your arrival time? The hell if I know. I'm sitting in traffic for 8 hours. Like, I don't know. But
it took a little longer than I thought.
Let me tell you, when I finally got there, though, we had a hell of a time. He has a beautiful home, a beautiful wife, beautiful family. We had some food. We had some drinks. We chatted a little bit. I mean, if we didn't have to wake up early the next day, I think I could have lasted till at least 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah. No, we could have kept going for sure.
But at 11 o'clock I was dying. I was like, I have to go to bed. I'm so tired. But we had a really nice turnout in Virginia Beach. So whoever is listening, that came to the signing, thank you so much. I met such nice people there. And who was the group that brought me in?
757 Sports Cards and Collectibles.
There you go. Top notch from top to bottom. The team was great. everybody again was super friendly, and I had like the best time. I just wish the trip was shorter, because let me tell you, when I got out of that car, my ass was numb and my legs felt like noodles. Noodles. I couldn't even stand up.
We had drinks waiting for you. We had food waiting for you. A lot of food waiting for you. So yeah. That's the most important
thing. No, I'm talking about on the way home.
Oh, on the way home? You went home a different way, which I think was a better way.
It was still long as hell.
It was long as hell, though. I looked at that map.
It was really long. That bridge.
The bridge, yeah. The Chesapeake Bridge. It was awesome over the water. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I felt like I was in a movie. I was waiting for Jaws to come and grab my car or something. Because if I did drive over that bridge, it was 30 years ago, and I don't remember. You know me, I don't remember anything. But the drive, we stopped once. And we stopped at a little tiny diner, and we were scared. Betty and I were like, oh, should we stop here? We don't even know. It's the best food ever.
Awesome. Okay.
There was only like four or six booths, but then you could sit at the counter. There was like 10 seats. It was very small. It was like a little trailer. Okay. But the food was awesome. So we got something to eat, and then we just took off. I held my pee in for like 12 hours. And then by the time I got home, I'm telling you, my ass was so sore from just sitting all that time, but worth the trip. It was a lot of fun.
That's good.
But you know, if there is a next time, a couple changes need to be made.
My takeaways were Friday night. My youngest daughter.
Oh my God.
Both you and Betty's ears off.
Biggest Swiftie I've ever met.
The biggest Swiftie.
She's seven and she knew the order of like the album covers and the tour dates. And I'm like looking at her like, are you serious right now? She's like, are you a Swiftie too? I was like, no.
You gave her that little grain of attention. She's like, well, I sucked my teeth in. That's all I needed to get.
Maddie's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But Brie, she's my birthday twin.
She is. Yep.
She's my little birthday twin. And she was so overly friendly. Like Maddie's in her own world. She had her friend on the phone. Like she didn't care that we were there.
Preteen doesn't care.
They don't care. And I get it. You know, we've all been there, but Brie was just like the cutest little thing. And just, I was so enamored with watching her and her, I was dressing her Barbies for her and just, you know, looking, I got a tour of her bedroom and her dolls. And I think she liked us. So
she loved you guys. Now she was talking about you the next day. It was, it was a great little friendship for the night. But then also in Virginia Beach, you know, I was with you back and forth. I would check in, see how things were going.
Yeah,
I heard such a positive response throughout the afternoon from the people in and out before you were there, after you were there, just about how much people enjoyed you being there, how much people were looking forward to you being there, you know, how nice you were to everybody. It was so cool that group, that's why I love working with them as my company, IB Exclusives. Cheap plug.
Yeah.
Because it's just a great place to go. It's not the big city. It's not, you know, the people that are so jaded because they see every big star you could possibly imagine come through the city a million times. They are so happy to meet whoever comes to their shows that every person that came to that table was so thrilled to meet you. And you know, they sold out of trading cards of yours, you know, they were running out of pictures. It was just so awesome. The interactions that the kids have with you and the adults and sharing stories, like I loved it. And then the feedback we got about the podcast was off the charts as well. I was very happy myself with the whole day.
I'm thrilled to hear that because you know as well as I do, like I love meet and greets. I love conventions. I love interacting. The one that really stands out was this little girl with her father. And she just was asking me so many questions. And I literally picked her up for the picture and gave her a squeeze, you know. And the father tweeted me when I got home. And he said, all she did was talk about me the whole ride home. And she said, I looked like a princess, which was so sweet.
Queen.
A little girl
you got downgraded.
Well, that's okay because she was like 7 years old. She was so cute. Everybody was just so nice. And I'm happy to hear that they were happy with me because that makes it worth it. So again, thank you for setting it up. And thanks to everybody who came. And seven five seven sports cards and collectibles. 757 sports cards and collectibles. Yes. Appreciate it. And hopefully, you know, Shane and I can come in together.
Yes.
Maybe next year sometime.
We'd love to do that.
We'll do, you know, a dual signing, but it was a fun weekend. So
my favorite, so I have to throw this out there. You don't have to comment on it. I'm just saying it. My favorite thing was at the end when we were walking out, and for all us baseball fans out there, former Major League Baseball slugger Mickey Tettleton, he calls to one of the large gentlemen that was standing with him at the table, and he comes over to me and he says, "Oh, Mickey would like to meet Francine." And I was like, what? Like, I didn't get it. I didn't hear what he said at first. And I was like, what'd you say? Mickey would like to meet Francine. So I was like, he wants to meet you. So we just walked over and he just stands up and just was like creepily like, hey, how's it going?
Well, I went to shake his hand and he held my hand.
Yeah,
so
at
one point we were just holding each other's hands and I'm going, how you feeling? You feeling good? What's going on? Like, I didn't... I was like, okay, let's just hold hands for 5 minutes.
That is very funny.
Nice. That's another thing. Like, people wanted to meet me in the sports world. And I was just like the Washington Redskins.
Yes. Gentleman. Ken Harvey.
Ken Harvey came to the table and tried to buy a picture.
Yeah.
And he put his money on the table. They were like, no, your money's no good. He goes, no, I'll pay for her. But then when he heard I was an Eagles fan, he got mad at me. And I was like, ugh.
Trying to get Ken Harvey on the podcast.
Yeah. Does he not want to come on?
No, through the guy from the show, we reached out to see, maybe get him on for a football segment.
Let's get both of the guys. Let's get the baseball guy.
Well, so Mickey I did signings with 2 years ago.
Let's go. I want to talk to both of them. But it's nice to be, you know, to have other people want to meet you, because I've said this so many times, like, you never know who's watching you. And I'm sorry, the Redskin.
Ken Harvey.
Ken. He had said that when he saw that I was coming, he looked me up on YouTube. And he said, the reason I came to your table is because all of the comments said that you were a nice person. So I wanted to meet you. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. That's such a nice thing to hear. You know what I mean? So it was great. It was a great weekend. And again, friendly people. Virginia is for lovers and for friends.
Can we say that?
Very friendly.
But then they let me live here. So I kind of blew the mold out.
Well,
so.
Sometimes you're friendly, but sometimes you know.
I'm a good I'm a good host. You can say that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, in your house. Yeah, for
yes,
sure.
I'm a good host to people I like.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll consider that. So maybe in the future I'll get an invite to a party or something. Again, I won't come, but it's just nice to be invited.
A party.
Party.
No, that was me. That was me.
Oh, I was going to say, okay.
I just sent the link. No, that was me.
We have a very special guest coming on. You can send the...
I did. I sent it.
Oh, okay. Very special guest coming on today. I can't wait to talk to him. He's a two-timer with us.
Yeah. Years ago, though.
How many years ago was it?
Has to be the first year, if not the second, just early into the second year.
Okay. So it's been a while.
Yeah,
and I remember when we had him the first time, I don't know how long we had him on, and he got hot. He was like, that's it?
It has to be early pandemic, if I really think back.
Was it? Yeah, but do you remember him getting hot? Because we only had him on for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So we'll try to stretch it today and extend the interview. But I'm excited to talk to him and see what's going on. And I mean, I know what's going on in his life, but I want to go over a couple things that I just find crazy. And we have clips to show. And
wait for us to get the rub here. We start on iHeartRadio, but we're getting the Sirius XM rub.
Okay, so today I said it. We have a two-time guest, our returning guest. It is Dave LaGreca from Busted Open Radio. Dave, hello, my dear. Did you shave for me?
I shaved for you. Yes.
You did. You're looking dapper. How are you?
Good. It's good to see you. Hey, Chad. How are you?
What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Dave, it's been a hot minute. What's going on? Busted Open, to me, is just growing and growing and growing. And I see your face everywhere. Not only are you a radio host, and this is something I need to dive into, you are a wrestling personality now. You have crossed over, my friend, and you're managing, you're ring announcing, you're doing it all. Are you going to put the boots on? Are you actually going to wrestle?
No, Francine, I'm 52. I don't have an athletic bone in my body, so there's no reason for me to do that. But you know what? I'm kind of old school in the way, and maybe it's being a part of the entertainment business. I just say yes when opportunities come and I get offers. I say yes. Doesn't matter how big or how small. It's something I have to kind of come to grips with too, because my wife is like, you don't have to say yes to everything. You don't have there's weekends you can be home. So I'm coming to grips with that. But yeah, I'm just having fun. I'm just living the dream, I guess.
As a fan, because, you know, I say it a million times. That's why we got into the business, right? Because we're fans. We're all fans. I call us all marks. It's not a derogatory word. We're all a bunch of marks for this business. How did you feel the first time being able to actually perform in front of people? Like, were you, because you're on radio, obviously, right? And you've talked to all these guys, you've gotten to know the business, like the back of your hand, basically. But now you're actually a performer and you're getting ready to work in front of a crowd. Are you nervous? Do you have input in what you're doing? Like, what's the vibe?
It's a big yes to all those questions. You know, first off, like, you're right. When you're doing this podcast, you don't know who's listening, how many people are listening. You don't know. You're just talking to a wall, or you're talking to your co-host. You're not speaking to the audience that's listening to you. You know, everybody that's listening to you right now, they hear you. They hear you, but they also picture you. You know, I don't know who's listening. I don't know our audience. It's not that I'm like, you know, I'm live, but I don't see that presence. I don't see that crowd. So it's much easier to do that because you're not performing in front of people. So now that I am performing in front of people, I like it. And you would know better than anyone, there's an extra shot of adrenaline that you get when you're working in front of a crowd, which is, it's something that doesn't replace, it's irreplaceable, but it is nervous. I do get nervous. I always get nervous. Whenever I'm performing, I always have a bit of nerves, which I think is good. I think the nerves is more that when I'm doing my radio show, it's my radio show. So if I make a mistake or I do something wrong, it only hurts me and it hurts my brand. When I'm performing for, whether it's a pre-show for the WWE or doing something with Impact Wrestling, or even on, you know, a lot of the smaller independent shows, I'm working for them. So whenever I perform, I want to make sure I don't make a mistake, or because it's not my brand that's going to be hurt. It's the brand I'm working for. Mm-hmm. So I'm very conscious of that. And so, yeah, I get a little nervous doing that and doing those things, but I love it. I absolutely love doing it.
So what made you cross over? Like what, in your brain, did you always have a passion to do something other than radio in wrestling? And then, you know, working with the guys that you work with, because you have a lot of star power on the show, obviously. How did the idea of like putting you in a ring come to play?
That was Thunder Rosa. When I did, Thunder Rosa was right after the lockdown ended, the pandemic. She wanted to get me on one of her independent shows, Mission Pro Wrestling. Okay. And we didn't know what it was going to be. And it turned out to be a much bigger thing. We got the show involved, Busted Open involved. It became a bit on the radio. And then performing in front of that crowd, it was great. And really what we were able to do, that's when I think, you know, Impact took notice, WWE took notice. It really came and stemmed from what I did with Thunder at Mission Pro Wrestling. But that was really, that's what really kind of broke it for me, was going out there, being in the ring. Obviously, I'm not a wrestler. She beat the hell out of me. And I think I got a little bit of credibility. I think I got a little respect doing that. And I think it stemmed from there.
Did you get any tips on how to sell or how to work?
I didn't need to, because Thunder just beat the hell out of me.
So it was a shoot.
Yeah, it was. She brought me in a day before, and she wanted to see what I would be able to do, which was nothing. So she just said, keep your chin up, and I'll do the rest. Mm-hmm. So when you watch, and it's on YouTube, you can watch it. You know, she gave me a drop kick. She chopped me. The pain that you see on my face, it wasn't selling. It was actually reacting to what was happening.
It was pain.
Yes. So
you pretty much would rather manage and do maybe one or two spots than actually get the crap knocked out of you.
You know, with Tommy Dreamer had me referee some matches for House of Hardcore. I've done some ring announcing for Impact, and I've also, you know, hosted a couple of segments for Impact. Like, I'm willing to do anything. I mean, obviously, when I do a lot of independent shows, like especially with ISPW, which is a local company here in New Jersey, they have me do something physical, very limited, but I do it. I always say I don't want to do it. I always tell them I don't want to do anything physical. I don't want to get in the ring. Somehow I wind up getting in the ring and I wind up doing something physical.
We have a clip we want to watch with you right now. So very nice jacket, by the way. Good ring jacket.
Thank you. That's Danny Morrison, Danny Doring.
Okay. Oh, heel turn.
That's me doing, like, that's a little bit different. And I get to talk a little bit, get in his face. Listen, I had to give him a low blow because I had to make sure he didn't get back up again.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Nice. Okay, yeah. So you went in as a baby face and you left as a heel. The crowd hates you now. The crowd hates you. Did you have a big return to ISPW or was this recent?
This was recent. This was just about a month, you know, 5-6 weeks ago, maybe.
Okay.
Yep. So I'll be there. I have a couple more appearances before the end of the year. The great George Napolitano taking pictures in the crowd, Hall of Famer. So yeah, this stuff is fun.
It's so fun. That's I love it.
Yeah. I got another one.
I love watching him in action.
He tends to pick on people from ECW, but also people that he works with too.
How dare you, Dave?
Hang on, I got another one. So hold on, let me pull this one up.
Okay, I'm interested to see this one.
Let's see what you did.
Oh, Tommy Dreamer. Yeah,
Tommy Dreamer.
Okay. Let's see what he does here.
Rick Reckon. Recon? What is that name?
Yeah, Rick Recon. Yep.
Recon. Okay. There we go.
Rick Recon's got Tommy hanging over the ropes.
Dave's a little conflicted.
I'm a little conflicted.
Get him, Dave.
I got to change the look, Francie, and I can't have the same look every single time.
Oh. All right. Dave.
First of all, can I say something?
I have to say something. If you're going to hit him while he's down, the ref should be in the corner with the other guy.
Well, that's why I didn't do
what
it.
What just happened?
That's why I did it. I'm being smart.
You are being smart. The ref was staring right at you. You can't do that.
I can't do it. I'm not going to hit him. Come on, Rick.
He gets him.
The ring jackets are on point. I like you're changing it up. It's a good look.
You know what?
Who's the champ?
Yeah, they hate me.
It's great.
But Francine, you're right. I got to change the look. I can't have the same jacket on every single time. As a matter of fact, that jacket, the red jacket, a week after that, Don Callis was wearing that on AEW TV.
That's
because he saw me. And then the suit I wore at my roast, they had a roast for me about a little over a year ago in Dallas. They did a Dave LaGreca roast. The suit that I wore 2 weeks later, Seth Rollins is wearing it on Raw. So I think I'm a bit of a trendsetter.
You are a fashionista. You are recreating what a manager should be in this sport. Basically, you're just putting it over the top now.
Yeah, I'm trying.
And you Chad, know what? Hold on. If I make my comeback, I'm going to have to watch tapes of you in order to reprogram my brain to work again.
Well, Francine, if you ever do make a comeback, I want to be in your corner.
I want to be against you.
Oh, no. God, that's terrible.
I want to be. I'll sell for you. I'll let you beat me up.
I'm not going to. I don't. That's. I. Nah, that's where I draw the line. I can't put hands.
That's the trend, man. The guys are beating the hell out of the girls these days. You don't like
old,
what do you
I'm
think of school. Intergender wrestling?
I mean,
do you dig it?
For me, I was never a huge fan of intergender wrestling. I mean, I've always was taught, you know, you never lay your hands on a woman. That's just the way I was always taught. I'm old school in that way.
Yeah.
But I'm also in favor of women's empowerment. So if a woman feels like I want to step into the ring with a man and I need to do this and this is something I want to prove, I'm all for that too. So
I feel like if they keep doing the intergender wrestling stuff, I think like the PWI should just have like one list.
I can
and
see
it should
going
be merged. If guys are wrestling girls and stuff, why are there two lists? Like everybody should be together.
But I mean, like you, if you think about it, like I think the best women's wrestler in the world right now is Charlotte. I could see Charlotte getting in the ring with a Seth Rollins or an AJ Styles. Absolutely. So I think to your point, yeah, I think eventually, who knows, that PWI 500, you know, you don't have to categorize it between men and women. It could be all inclusive for everyone.
Right. That's the way I look at it anyway. It's just if you're good, you're good.
So this is, you go right. A little bit here. This is the start of it. Now I get my head thrown in. Now look at these punches. She gives me the chop. So obviously there's the chop there.
Dave, you already look like you're blown up. We're a minute in.
Yeah, look at these kicks and these
body blows.
The chest and the stomach.
She's killing you.
I'm getting destroyed here. And now here comes the big, this is the big one. Once again, my head into the top turnbuckle. You're right. I'm winded.
I'm just a little bit.
Look at this. These punches.
Up.
Oh. You know, I mean, obviously my, you know, there we go.
I like her shirt. Oh, okay.
That's it. I'm blown up. You're saying I'm blown up? Yeah, because I was completely knocked, completely winded.
Dave, you're loving this.
Thank you, Chad, for bringing that up. Thanks, man.
You're loving this.
Crowd's going nuts. They love it. They love watching Thunder Road. And she's got a LaGreca Sucks Eggs t-shirt on.
I just said that's a great shirt.
It's a great shirt.
And here's the reveal again. Here's the chop. Chop heard around the world.
In case you missed it the first time.
One more time.
I remember seeing like some promos that you guys did where you were like tied up in your room. When she was at your house,
she came to my house. She came to my house. Home invasion while I was on the air doing the show. And she tied me up and took off her dirty sock and stuffed it in my mouth. Now, there might be some people that would absolutely love that, may even actually pay money for that. I'm not one of them. So, yeah, it was humiliating, embarrassing. But Francine, you know, all for the love of wrestling, all for the fans. That's why I do what I do.
I'll give you a tip. Okay. Next time you have to work, go in barefoot. You'll be on Wiki Feet and you'll skyrocket to the top.
Yes.
They love the feet. Wiki Feet.
Right.
Wrestle one time.
All right. You know what? I'll take your word for it.
Your brand will go skyrocket. You'll go up in points because people love feet. I found that out this weekend. Yeah.
Especially my feet. I don't think anybody wants to see my feet.
My feet are atrocious, and I think I have a score of 9.9 on WikiFeet.
Hey.
And they're atrocious. So
Different strokes for different folks.
Look,
that's what I
don't. The most teen fetish out there is the foot fetish. I don't get it. I don't know why people dig it, but they do. So, you know, I just know every time I wrestled barefoot, I ended up on WikiFeet.
WikiFeet. I didn't even know there was such a site.
Neither did I until I was told. So there you go. WikiFeet. Do you have anything coming up, like any matches, big matches that you're a part of?
Yeah, I'm always obviously you know, I'm busted open every day, but I have something that I've never done before. It's a bit of a stretch for me. I'm a little nervous about this as well. I signed with Live Nation, the concert promoter. And I am going to do a show at the Gramercy Theater in February 10th. I'll be doing a show on my own. I'm going to have some guests. I'm already building the guests to see who's going to be a part of it. But yeah, I'm going to be doing, you know, we've seen it with Jim Ross, Bruce Prichard did it, and they were interested in me. So I'll be doing a show February 10th at the Gramercy Theater in Manhattan. So,
so is it a stage show?
Yes, I'll be doing like a one-man show, a live show. I have some very special guests, some special surprises, but this is a big stretch for me because it's kind of like outside of SiriusXM, outside of Busted Open. I'm kind of beginning to be doing it on my own. So, you know, it's a big building that holds about 500 people. So,
wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, congratulations, first of all. We're not going to go like the stand up route, are we, on this one?
No. I'm staying in my lane. I'm talking wrestling. It's probably going to be like New York, New Jersey themed since it's going to be in New York. Just sharing stories of being a fan and getting some guests like wrestlers and personalities from that area.
Yeah.
And I'll be announcing soon, like what guests I'm going to have and then how people can get tickets and be a part of it.
Oh, I'm so excited awesome. For you.
Yeah. And I'm also going to leave it open for questions, like unedited, unfiltered. Anybody that has any questions about me or the show, I'm willing to answer any or all questions. So
right.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. Well, congratulations on that. And guess what? If this one goes well, you might start a tour.
That's what I'm hoping. And I think Francine, because of the success of Busted Open, it's given me these opportunities to kind of spread out. And like you said, just be a fan. Like I'm not, no disrespect. I'm not a Dave Meltzer. I'm not a wrestling journalist. I'm not a dirt sheet writer. I'm just a fan. So the perspective you get from me is not of some insider or somebody that's in the know. It's just the fan's perspective. I'm kind of the voice of the fan. So
tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Speaking of the voice of the fan, how did the La Greca rants start?
I think it started in the La Greca house. Like, I think that...
Same with your wife?
No, I mean, even before that, just my dad. Like, you know, my brother is a talk show host for ESPN in New York, and he has his rants as well. I think it's
he can go off.
Yeah, he can go off. I think it's just the La Greca Italian thing, that, you know, Jersey thing. Uh-huh. Like, I think it's a combination of the La Greca, the Jersey, the Italian. You mix that all up into one and you get a La Greca rant.
They're very entertaining, but it's like, you know, we've met a couple times in person, you're very soft-spoken and kind. And then, like, I'll put Busted Open on and I hear you F-bombing and screaming about something. And I'm like, oh, that's not the Dave that I met the other day. He's like going off on a tangent over here. What? And it's fun to hear you, like, a different side of you.
You always hear, you know, it's my personality turned up to 10. It's like, you have to remember, you have to be entertaining. Plus, I think the biggest thing for me is that I'm passionate about pro wrestling. I'm passionate about my love for pro wrestling. So there's going to be things that bother me. And when there's things that bother me, I could snap. So let's just say, yeah.
I like the LaGreca rants. They make me smile.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Has there been, now you've interviewed almost everybody that's been in the ring, right? Top to bottom. I mean, everybody. Has there been one specific guest that you're sitting here talking to, besides me, that you're sitting here talking to saying,
well, yeah, but Francine, seriously, like seeing you, I was just kidding
with that.
No, but I would go to the CW arena back in the day. Like that was, even from Jersey, I would take the trek and drive into South Philly and, you know, see you perform. It's like, you know, those were very, very special times that I don't think will ever be duplicated. So, you know, definitely kudos and credit to everything that you've accomplished. And
thank you.
And I think you left an impression that people not only remember you, but celebrate you. And that's why your podcast is so successful. So
you
know, I want to give you your flowers. I want to thank you for everything that you've done. So
well, thank you, Dave. But what I was going for, sitting where you are and interviewing all these great talents, who is the one guy that you said to yourself, my gosh, how did I end up being so lucky that as a fan, I get to sit here and talk to this guy or gal, whoever it was?
Yeah, there's two.
Okay.
Because I'm a big music fan, I'm a big rock fan, and I'm a huge Alice Cooper fan. So I've got to interview Alice Cooper a few times on Busted Open because of his involvement at WrestleMania 3.
Okay.
So that's kind of like a pinch me type moment. And then on the wrestling side, without a doubt, and it's not even close. It's Ric Flair.
I knew you were going to say that. And my next question was, what do you think of him signing with AEW?
I'm excited for him. He's been able to keep himself relevant. All right. This time I was, you know, I'm a Jersey guy. I grew up in Jersey. So, you know, 12, 13 year old Dave LaGreca was a big Ric Flair fan. And this is, you know, this was Hulk Hogan, WWF territory.
Yeah.
So it's so funny. Like nobody knew Ric Flair. Nobody knew who I was talking about. And now, you know, 35 years later, everybody knows the Nature Boy Ric Flair. The guy has been actually able to not only keep himself relevant, but probably he's bigger now than he's ever been, you know, with what he's been able to do. But I've become, you know, really good friends with Ric Flair. When I got inducted into the International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, he did a video for me for my induction. There's a video I'm very proud of, my interview with him. It's actually available on YouTube. It's on the Busted Open YouTube page. Even now, like when I interview him, when I talk to him, it's just like, it's Ric Flair. You know, it's like, that's the guy I grew up watching. That's the guy the reason why I fell in love with wrestling to begin with. So that's definitely the person like where I'm sitting and interviewing him. It's like, oh my God, I still can't believe like that I get the opportunity to talk to somebody like Ric Flair. Yeah.
Did you ever interview somebody that you said to yourself, what a jerk? Never again.
You know what? In wrestling, and I think it's because you have to be a personality, you have to be a character, you have to be somebody that's over the top and understanding promotion. I got to be honest, like working in the world of the NFL or all sports, you're going to run into a lot of athletes that are just jerks and don't understand the importance of media. Wrestling's the best when it comes to that. There's really not a lot of people that I've even interviewed where I said, man, that was a bad interview. I think for the most part, wrestlers know that they have to be entertaining. So it's very rare that I've had like a bad interview. And I can honestly say, I don't think there's been one person where I interviewed that I was like, wow, that person's a jerk.
That's good. Then you're very lucky.
Have you?
Not that I've interviewed. There have been people that I met that I've been a little let down by because I thought they would either be friendlier or just maybe a little more interested in what I had to say at some point. You know, we've talked about this, like in today's generation, you go into a locker room and some of these guys don't even look up at you. And like Shane and I did we did a show and we literally walked in, and I'm not saying, you know, people have to run up and gush over you or anything, but to look up and want to shake your hand is a different story. And the way I was brought in the 90s is when you, especially a locker room you've never worked in, you go and you introduce yourself to people and you shake hands. And I think that's a lost art form because no one seems to do it anymore. And so we went into this building and into the locker room. And like, I remember they're lacing their boots and they looked up and they went back to lacing their boots. And Shane and I are kind of standing there. So I went around, I extended my hand and I either got the lame worker handshake or I got, I know who you are.
And yeah, it's a different world. It's kind of scary. And one of the things I've been lucky enough, I've done a couple of pre-shows for NXT. And the one thing I noticed with NXT is they are taught how the respect of the business. That's something that, and I'm sure with the people that are working there, Shawn Michaels, Terry Taylor, they're taught that you have to respect and understand the history. As soon as you walk into that WWE Performance Center, on the walls, you feel the history of that company.
Right.
But when I worked there, every single wrestler in that company came up to me, shook my hand, and said, "Thank you for being here today. Thank you for coming."
Which, like, is the right thing to do.
But I think they're taught that. And I think that's a problem on the independent scene, is that a lot of these promoters and bookers don't see the importance of that. And I think that's something that needs to be taught, and it's something that you need to have, like, because it's kind of like a team. You got to have that team atmosphere and you have to have that camaraderie between everybody or it's going to fail.
It's also just being a decent human being and acknowledging that somebody entered the room. Again, I'm not saying I'm ever the biggest star to ever set foot in the ring. I'm just walking around saying, "Hi, I'm Francine. Nice to meet you." And if you can't even make eye contact with me and shake my hand like a normal person, you know, like, I was kind of taken aback, like, "Ooh, I don't like it here."
I think that's more of a problem just in our society today. I think a lot of people don't understand the art of just communicating with each other. I think a lot of it has to do with the phones. And I think even like the pandemic and the lockdown, people got used to not socializing with each other. And I feel like it's a real problem right now that people feel... Francine and Chad and both of you probably have dealt with this. Sometimes I go to a store and I buy something and the clerk doesn't acknowledge me, doesn't say hello, good morning, good afternoon, or even look up. Like, I think there's like a disconnect now with people being very antisocial.
It's the worst.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you feel about Busted Open being done from your homes as opposed to being in a studio? Do you like it better being home, or do you feel like it's more personal when you get to like sit next to the superstar and interact with them?
It's always better to sit. That's why, like, and you'll notice on our YouTube page, if we have a guest in studio, I always come in for that. I'll travel in to New York to do that.
Okay. But
because Busted Open's got such a great national feel, you know, all my hosts live in different areas.
Right.
You know, Mickey's, you know, in Virginia, and Mark Henry's in Texas, and Bully's in Connecticut, and, you know, Thunder Rosa is sometimes she's doing it from L.A. Sometimes she's even done the show from Mexico. So, wow. Like, you know, even if I was going into the studio every day, my co-host wouldn't be in studio with me. So it doesn't really – it's really not that much different for me doing the show from home as opposed to doing it in the studio.
Yeah, we had Bubba a couple weeks ago. We had Bubba on when we made the jump to iHeart. I was asking him about his After Dark show. And I was telling him, like, you know, can we get Duran Duran on as your favorite band of the night? And he said he would put them on. But I like the way, like, it's kind of like an extended version of the Busted Open morning show. Now he has his night show. Do you see, like, any other, like, spinoffs coming off from you guys? And
yes, there's going to be, it's all under the Busted Open umbrella.
Right.
But yes, you are going to see expansion and branching off. Like, that's something that is a priority, because, as you know, Francine, you got to diversify. So Busted Open is the live show on Sirius XM. We also have the podcast that's been very successful, which I'm very, very proud of. And now we're available on YouTube as well. We have, our show is now available on YouTube. So subscribe to YouTube. But yeah, that's part of it, is that we're branching out and you're going to start seeing more shows like the one that Bully has. Like, I really want to see, and that's going to have different people involved. So yes, we are definitely going to get bigger and we're definitely going to expand.
I love that. And do you have any, and you don't have to tell us right now if you don't want to, but do you have plans for maybe WrestleMania weekend?
Yes, we are going to be doing our show live on Saturday from the old ECW arena. So
how fun.
We always try to pick a special venue. Last year when WrestleMania was in LA, we did our show from the Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year before that in Texas, which was my roast, we had it in a 1,200 seat venue, which sold out. So we are always trying to get bigger, get better, and just have it at, like, historic. Like, there's, when it comes to wrestling venues, as far as still standing and still being around, I don't think it gets any better than that ECW arena for me.
I don't think so either. And everybody says, well, it was a shithole. Guess what? It was, but it was our shithole, if that makes any sense to anyone. And it was the most, this sounds weird because it was so small, but it was one of the most electrifying buildings I've ever worked in, because those fans made it that way. It was, they were so interactive with us and so passionate, that I've worked in a lot of bigger buildings and that will always be my number one.
Yeah. And I never understood, like, was it a shithole? Yeah, it was. But, like,
yeah.
when I go to see wrestling or a football game or a baseball game, I don't go there to walk around or to shop or to eat. I go there to watch the game and I go there to watch wrestling. I always was big on, I'll eat before or after, or I'll have a beer before. Like, I'm not, like, when it comes to that venue, it was just about the wrestling. And there wasn't a bad seat in that arena. Every seat in that arena was electrifying. Like you said, it was electric. I don't need it to look nice. I just need to be able to watch, have a good view of what I'm watching in the ring. And I thought that arena did that better than probably any other venue.
You weren't going there for the cuisine, culinary arts?
No, I wasn't. And most likely I probably wasn't going anywhere near there anyway. So
no. Well, hopefully I will see you, because I'm at WrestleCon all 3 days with Shane. So hopefully we'll see you that weekend.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, we're going to cross paths somehow. Yes. One more question. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would Dave LaGreca be in life?
Well, before I got into radio, I was a bank manager. So I wore a suit and tie. I was a bank manager for years before I got into radio. I got into radio kind of late. I majored in communications in college, but life kind of takes you in different directions. And I didn't get into radio until I was almost 30. So for a good almost decade, I was a bank manager. So I'd probably be still in banking or finance or mortgage, something like that. But let's just say I'm very happy with my choice doing radio. Yes.
I think your personality that you have would have been wasted at the bank. Let's just put it there. I think you need to be in entertainment somehow. So you're a perfect fit for this.
I tried to make banking entertaining. It just didn't work out.
I don't find it entertaining.
You could work in every wrestling cliche into closing a mortgage sale or something.
You could body slam the rates.
I tried my best, Chad. Just didn't work out.
So. Oh my goodness. Well, tell the people again where they can find you. Your handles, your podcast, everything you want to plug, you have an opportunity right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You can follow me at David LaGreca One, David LaGreca, my name, the number one on Instagram and on Twitter or whatever, X. You can listen to me Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on Sirius XM Fight Nation on Sirius XM. The Busted Open podcast. If you don't have Sirius XM, we have exclusive content that's not even available on Sirius. So make sure you subscribe to the Busted Open podcast. All our merchandise is available at podswag.com/Busted Open. And now we're available on YouTube. So make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe to the Busted Open YouTube channel. So,
awesome.
And like, keep an eye out. We'll be having our WrestleMania party at the old ECW arena this Saturday, WrestleMania weekend. And then, please keep an eye. February 10th, my live show hitting the Gramercy Theater. So I hope to see every member of the nation, all the fans of the Queen of Extreme. I hope to see everybody. I hope to see everybody at the Gramercy Theater. If you're anywhere in the tri-state area, February 10th.
Can they buy tickets in advance for that?
Yes, tickets aren't available yet, but keep your eye out. I'll have it posted on all my social media platforms.
Awesome. Well, if possible, if you can give us a plug this coming Tuesday, because that's when this episode will drop with you.
You have my word.
I will DM you and remind you.
You have my word.
Awesome.
Text me anyway, but you have my word. I'm writing it on my calendar.
Awesome.
That this is dropping.
Yep. Tuesday at 3:01 a.m. on iHeart.
Chad with a capital C.
Yep, I know. But Chad, I use all capitals.
Oh, that's what I like. I mean, hey, now you're doing it my way.
He screams even when he writes.
Yell it.
That's how you remember. That's how you remember, Dave. That's how I do it.
Dave, I love you. Thank you for coming on. I am so happy for all the good things that are happening to you, the expansion, the managerial career that you are creating in this business. Just like the stars are aligning for you, and it is so fun to watch you evolve. And I just appreciate you, and I thank you for gracing us today with your presence.
I appreciate you very much, you, Chad, as well. And it's all because of the fans. Like, I wouldn't be able to do this if the fans didn't want to see it. So thank you to the fans, and thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure. You're amazing. I love you. And thank you so much for the time. I appreciate
it. We love you, Dave. We'll talk soon. Okay. Good luck with everything. Thanks, Dolph. Bye. That's Dave LaGreca. What a nice guy, and how fun that his life is just the big party. It just seems like every week something else is happening for him and he's loving it. And that makes me happy.
Loving life, and
he's loving
talking,
it.
Talking wrestling and
YOLO.
Doing what he's got to do. Those glasses are any indication of how much fun he's having.
He is having such a good time, and it's well deserved. You know what I mean? Like, what did he say? For the past 20 years, he's been doing this, and now he gets to just perform. And hopefully, that stage show is huge for him, and it can turn into a bigger opportunity. And I'm just so happy for him. He's such a nice person. So
his brother Don works for 1050, or I don't know what they are on the dial anymore, ESPN Radio in New York.
Uh-huh.
And he's got, you want to talk LaGreca rants? I mean, he's got these epic rants. So he's a Met fan. Just talking about how the Mets are the worst franchise ever. Why is he bothering being a fan of them? And why do they do this to him? Just like amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. So when you say LaGreca rants, now I can think of both of them.
Well, it's funny because every time, I've only met Dave a couple times in person, you know, but we've interacted online a lot. But every time I meet him, he's very the first time I met him, he came and he was standing kind of in line to meet me. and to wait his turn. And I just remember him just standing there, you know, and he was so soft spoken and so sweet. And then one day I turn on, you know, Busted Open, and he's just like, rah, rah, and I'm just like, is that the same person I just met last week? Like, he was going crazy. So it's just fun to see the different Jekyll and Hyde, if you will, of Dave.
So. And it's so funny because, you know, you go back, let's say 30 years, right? And wrestling radio was 1 hour a week overnight, Saturdays at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I know something else that was on 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday nights, but that's what wrestling radio got, was that. Now you got podcasts, you got Sirius, you got all these outlets for wrestling to have this platform. It's just, it's so crazy to think about it, but.
Yeah, it's great. It's and you know, again, I'm so blessed to be able to get guys like this and girls like this on the show. You know, my Rolodex is pretty full with some really good people. So we have so much more planned for this podcast, and I'm just super excited to grow here on iHeart and to take you all along for the ride. So it's been a good 3 weeks so far. Is there anything in the news, since we have a little bit of time, is there anything that happened this week that we need to discuss?
So here's a good wrestling story that I'll give you. So starting to get into the realm of those, remember those superstars that were released, you know,
the 22 ago now?
Yeah, the 22, yeah. So now the rumor mill's starting to move. It's starting to come about who's going where and how are they going to end up going into other places. And the names are starting to circulate of who's going first. Now, if you were going to pick which was the first person that was going to be picked out of that group, which name do you think is going to be the first person picked off that list and signed someplace?
In my opinion,
yes,
it would be Dolph Ziggler.
Wow. Oh my gosh. You're so, what do you know?
Oh my gosh. I'm a mind reader. Like, is it not him?
So it's very strong speculation that he may be signing with AEW imminently and debuting as soon as the contract stipulation of the release or the 90 days is up.
Uh-huh.
Are you bit surprised?
No, I'm not. Number one, he's the hottest release star. Number two, his brother works there. Number three, he needs to get back on television. Where's he going to go? Oh, wait a minute. NWA didn't have their TV deal. Impact, I don't think there's enough money for him there. That leaves AEW for sure. Was there any doubt? Didn't we say as soon as his 90 days is up, he'll be on AEW television?
Yes, we did. We did say that. But, yeah, you know, there's also that wild card of maybe they re-signed him. Right. Maybe, you know, refresh him.
He doesn't want to work anymore. Maybe he wants to focus on his comedy routines and his touring. And maybe he wants to sit home and eat Chipotle next to his pool. Who knows? I don't know.
I
don't know what's going on.
From my indications and what I've heard, he is loving life at the moment.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So
do you blame him?
No, but allegedly he is, all indications point, he is signing with AEW as soon as the 90 days is up.
Well, it makes sense. Listen, he's what, 41 years old? Right? Something like that.
Yes, 41 years old.
Okay. He's still young enough to work. He still has a lot to offer. And could you imagine, like, if they use him in, like, you know, the capacity that he's supposed to be used, like, seriously? Like, I never, not that I really watched WWE. I tried to watch NXT the other night, by the way.
Oh, turned, yeah. How'd that go?
I turned it off. But, like, you know, when you see somebody that you're a fan of and that you look at them and say, superstar, right? I've always felt that way about Dolph Ziggler. Even when he was losing every single match, he always made his opponents look like $1 million. And that is what makes a good worker good. Not just getting yourself over, but getting your opponent over.
Right.
And everybody that he worked with looked like $1 million, right? I always felt like people like that should be rewarded. And I never got that vibe that The Office felt the same way about him. And like, I would love to see him sign with AEW and have Tony put a strap on him and center the company around him. Because yeah. I think at this time in his career, I think that he deserves it. And it would be a nice slap in the face to WWE. And look at this guy. He's a superstar. And this is the way superstars are supposed to be treated. So I think as soon, I don't care if he's in there for one day, I think they should push him to the moon, because I feel like the last 15 years of his career, he has been nothing but giving and he hasn't really taken a lot back. And that's just me looking at him as a fan. I am a fan of his. I do admire his work. Just keeping up, I you know, hearing his interviews, seeing some of the frustration on his face, but him not really showing it. He's a team player. And I think somebody like that would be an asset to AEW right now. So good for him.
Heel or babyface?
Heel.
Heel. Five tools. Look, size, work, promo, and attitude. Never heard anything about him.
No. And I feel like him walking in should be a promo. The first night coming in should just him be, you know, cutting a promo or whatever. He's going to get a babyface reaction because he's in AEW and everybody's going to love him. But he can turn the crowd like that. And that's what I want to see from him. I don't want to see him as a babyface. I want to see him as a full-fledged heel. Yeah.
Don't come in with the shaking hands. And yeah,
you can. No. You can. But then turn them.
And then turn somebody. Them
with 5-10 words, one sentence, turn the whole crowd. By the time he leaves, they'll be booing the shit out of him. That's what I want to see for Dolph Ziggler.
We're just pairing with his brother, who they all hate.
They could do a tag team. Exactly. I said that before.
Yes, you have. You have. I think you wanted one of the first.
I think that would be a great idea. But does he really need his brother? No.
No.
Does his brother need him? Maybe. I think he could get a nice rub off him, but I think I'd like to see him have a very successful singles career there in AEW. So well, let's opinion. See. If I was the booker, that's the way I would book him, but I guess we'll see what happens. So
we shall see.
Somebody get in Tony Khan's ear. Whisper.
Doesn't take much.
Nope. Not at all. Not what I hear. Anyway. Good story.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, where can people find you? Oh, wait. Can I give a plug before?
Yes, please.
The graphic. I just put it on Twitter not too long ago.
I'll pull it up.
Pull it up. I think it's December 2nd. Shane Douglas, Bill Alfonso, a.k.a. Fonzie, and myself will be at Blizzard Brawl in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yep.
I think.
Or it is in Waukesha,
Wisconsin. Okay, I'm flying into Milwaukee, but I'm driving to Waukesha. So, yep, there we are. Presented by Scott Hewlett, Saturday, December 2nd at the Waukesha County Expo Center. For more info, you can check out blizzardbrawl.com. So that's on, I leave that Friday. So I leave December 1st, but I get the colonoscopy and the scope on that Monday. So everybody say a little prayer that I'll be okay to get on that plane. And
that you can sit in your seat.
That I could.
Well, ma'am, you have to sit on the flight.
Wait, can I just tell you, I have an update, a health update. Oh, I have another one. Does anyone want to hear? I have kidney stones.
Ooh.
Went to urologist this week. I have clusters of kidney stones in both kidneys. The biggest one is 7 millimeters, but it's embedded in, I don't know if it's like the lining of my kidney. I forget what the doctor said because I'm like in layman's terms, please, but he was saying all these big words. I didn't know what the hell he was saying. He said we could possibly have to blast it, but I need to go get a x-ray and I need to do a 24-hour urine test. So they send you this kit in the mail and for 24 hours you just drink and then you he gave me this plastic thing. It looked like a cowboy hat. I'm like, why are you giving me a cowboy hat? He's like, no, you pee in it. And I was like, oh. It's this thing and you have to measure your pee for 24 hours and then you send your pee in a box the mail to them, and they do an analysis of your urine.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Piss, urine. So yeah, so a bunch of kidney stones, so not good. So I have that added to my list. So next week we'll talk about my mammogram ultrasound and DEXA scan and or DEXA scan, the bone scan. That's coming up. And then, you know, the colonoscopy and the scope, which is a lot of fun. And they called me yesterday for the they ask you all the pre-exam where they ask you, you know, what meds are you taking?
Right.
This, that, and the other thing. And she's like, well, the day before, you can't eat anything for 24 hours before the test. So no food. So I'm like, okay. And she goes, you can only have green Jell-O. You can have water. And you can have either clear or yellow Gatorade. Those are the only things you're allowed for the 24 hours. Plus you have the drink that they give you. And she goes, and you'll have very loose stools. And I go, really? And she goes, yeah. And it tells you to take the second dose 6 hours before your exam. But we don't want you to do that. So just take everything before midnight. Poop as much as you can, get it all out, and then we'll see you that morning. I'm just like, great. So
dirt sheet headline, Francine full of loose shit.
Loose stool. She said, you'll have plenty of loose stool. And I'm like, so you're telling me I just need to stay home that day? She goes, oh, you'll want to. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So at least Thanksgiving, that's my last big, big meal. And then that Monday is when it's happening. So I wish I could vlog it, but I can't.
I don't.
No one wants to see.
I don't want to have to edit that one.
There's a lot of stuff going on with my body. You know what I mean? So, oh, and remember I told you I'm on a special pill and I don't get my period for 3 months?
I do.
Got my period.
Oh.
That means the pill isn't working. And
oh,
I have
my
to-
God.
So I have to double up the doses. So instead of taking one pill every day, I take 2 pills now. Well, they shorted me 10 pills because when I was counting, I'm down 10 pills and they won't renew it until January because my insurance won't pay for it. Hmm. So I'm like, well, how am I supposed to take the medicine? I don't know. I'm in a pickle.
In a pill pickle.
I can't double up if I don't have the meds to take. And I got my period, so I have cramps. Oh, I'm a mess. I'm a mess. Let me tell you, don't get old, kids. Just
terrible.
Don't. It sucks. Yeah, it really does. All I want for Christmas is health for my family, but I want to stop going to the doctor myself because it's a bit annoying. So just wanted to give you a little update.
You got frequent flyer miles at the doctor.
I do, man. I'm seeing all these, and the urologist starts telling me about his problems. And I'm like, I'm not here for you, bro. I'm here for me. You know, have some sympathy. But yeah, that's what's going on. So, you know, send me the good vibes if you would. Had to fill you in.
Sent.
Forgot to tell you.
Headed your way.
Did you do your plugs? Is it my turn?
I did not. No, but before we go any further,
sorry.
You can find me on Twitter at ChadEMB, on Instagram at IB Exclusives. And here every week on IB, here every week on Eyes Up Here, and also belowthecollar.com clearance sale, going out of business sale. Please check it out. There's 20% off the checkout when you head over there.
Yeah,
search IB Exclusives in the search bar and get one of my shirts before they go bye bye on belowthecollar.com.
How many drinks on Doug shirts are left?
Well, I mean, all unlimited because, you know, no, all I mean, no, them. I sold a couple of them, but did you could, yeah, I did, but you
friends
can,
and family?
Friends and family. Yeah. Which is all I was intended to sell to really, but,
okay.
Unlimited. So okay. Go get them while they're hot.
All right. You can find me on the toilet because that's where I'll be with my medicine. No, if you want to find me on social media, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine and head on over to our YouTube channel at ECW Diva Francine. We're really close to 9,000 subscribers. I would love to get to 10,000. It is free, guys. Just hit that subscribe button and help us grow. And if you're not already and you're listening to us on iHeart, follow us here or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We would really appreciate it. And with that, go and make someone smile today. Take care.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.